Hey, Stu Horgan here. Welcome to this special edition of Highly Irregular. Didn't have time to make a full episode this time round, but I didn't want to leave you empty-handed, so I've got something here which I'm going to call Slightly Regular. It's a little collection of alternate endings to some sketches that you've heard in the past. So if you haven't heard any Highly Irregular before, maybe don't start with this one. It might not make much sense. Although, you know, it's your prerogative, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Yeah, you know what? Go on, listen to it then. Go on, I dare you. And the rest of you, I'll see you in a while for episode 7. Enjoy.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Rogers.
Speaking?
It's Dr. Hartson, your dentist.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Yes, I'm just calling because I was looking back over the scans I took the other day and I noticed something unusual. It's about your cavities, Mr. Rogers.
My cavities? What about them?
Well, you haven't got any.
What?
Yes, none at all.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Doctor, that's fantastic.
Yes, I know. What, you've been a patient here for 4 or 5 years now and there's never been nothing wrong with your teeth, so I just thought I'd call up and pass on the good news. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Who was that?
The dentist. He says I've got no cavities.
No cavities? Oh, well done, darling. I thought I'd never see the day. I told you to start using that bloody toothbrush.
I know. And unfortunately, he never did come back out of that cave in the end. Oh, how terrible. What happened?
It caught fire.
The cave caught fire?
Yeah. Anyway, enough about my brother. How's yours doing?
I don't have a brother. I have a sister, Lucy.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm so forgetful.
You're forgetful? You think you're forgetful?
I beg your pardon?
I said you think you're forgetful. You ain't got nothing on me, pal. I'm more forgetful than you'll ever be. I can forget something before you even struggle to recall.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
I'm telling you, it's gone from my mind before it even starts to fade from yours. Gone.
Okay. Are you all right, sir?
When's your birthday?
What?
When's your birthday?
8th of August.
And when's yours?
17th of November.
Right, ask me when mine is. Go on, ask me.
When's your birthday?
The 10th of May. Loser. Wait, I just remembered my birthday. I haven't remembered my birthday in decades. I've got to go home and tell my wife. I'm cured. My wife. It's our anniversary. Oh my God. Praise the Lord. Woohoo. I can remember again!
Well, good for him, I guess. Sorry, but what? How the f*** does a cave catch fire?
Good evening and welcome to the news. This is the news. Today's top story. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing mounting pressure after his continued refusal to condemn the actions of Special Advisor Dominic Cummings, who last week evicted the Prime Minister and his family from No. 10 Downing Street and took over occupation of a property. As you may recall, Dominic Cummings actually left his position as Special Advisor sometime before this joke was even written. The premise never made sense, and I refuse to run this story. Suck it, producers. Our next story. In an effort to combat the smelliness of the clothes of emo teenagers, Public Health England has released a new range of air fresheners which they are directing the public to use directly on the clothes of any emo teenager they see. They are promoting these with the slogan, "Goths and Scene Kids Threads for Breezes."
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Up in that tree, just over yonder, is an African rock warbler. Now these birds, they migrate up this time of year on their way to the highlands where they nest and lay their eggs, and they pass through here a maximum of
2 days a year. I've never seen one before in my life. They're extremely rare. I cannot believe there's one just up here in this tree. Look at it. It's beautiful. It's magnificent. Oh, it's a bloody paper bag stuck in the bloody tree. Again! I hate birds!
Should expect severe delays.
Wait, did you hear that? Over the PA, you mean? Expect severe delays? Delays to what? This line?
Don't know. We didn't catch the start, did we?
Hopefully they'll play it again if it's something important.
No, I wouldn't bet on it, mate.
What's going on? Why aren't they saying anything?
No idea.
Anyone catch that announcement just now? No?
No.
Well, this is just what I need. You know, it's my 5-year-old's double bass recital this evening. I promised her I'd be there front row, and now this. How am I going to explain that?
I know. I was planning to distill a few casks of rum when I got back, but I'll never have time if this train's delayed till God knows when.
Just typical.
Is this our train?
I don't know. They didn't say. It might be.
Well, maybe we should just get on. I mean, if it was something really serious, they'd have said something again by now, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and imagine how stupid we look if we just missed our train for no reason.
Oh, well, let's get on then.
Yeah.
See? Told you it wasn't very good. Oh, wait, I missed the start of that sentence. Should have told you it wasn't very good. Oh well, you listened to it anyway, didn't you? And whose fault is that? See ya!